Welcome to Israel 18 News at 6 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a cool evening here in Israel. Tel Aviv is experiencing a breezy night, while Jerusalem remains calm with clear skies. In Haifa, the weather is mild, making for a pleasant night. Here are today's headlines. First, from the Times of Israel. Earlier today, the IDF reported it killed an armed Hezbollah operative after a manhunt in southern Lebanon. Also, from Ynet, earlier today, Trump claimed that Netanyahu asked for a White House meeting, saying he knows who the boss is. Also this hour, from Axios, a possible White House visit featuring Netanyahu could happen as early as next week. Separately, Lebanon's president rejected criticism of a deal with Israel, according to the Times of Israel. He emphasized Beirut's aim to move past wars and called on the U.S. to support the effort. And finally, Axios reports that tensions are growing over Iran talks and Lebanese operations, with skepticism increasing. Here's what people are saying online. Raylan Givens, an observer of military affairs, posted just minutes ago about IDF estimates. Around 1,200 Hezbollah militants are south of the Litani River, with an additional 1,300 up to the Zairani River, totaling about 2,500 in the combat zone. Not a good Jewish girl, a commentator on Middle Eastern politics, remarked earlier today on shifting political alliances. She noted that some on the far left prioritize siding with terrorists over promoting democracy in the region. Memory, a Middle East media research group, highlighted the statement from Hezbollah. They called the U.S.-Israel-Lebanon trilateral framework a surrender and reaffirmed their commitment to arms. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the IDF's announcement from earlier today, the killing of a Hezbollah operative follows increased tensions in southern Lebanon. The Times of Israel reported this action as part of ongoing efforts to curb militant activities near Israel's border. The IDF aims to maintain security and stability in the region. Turning to the potential meeting between Netanyahu and Trump, this development comes amid strained relations over Iran and Lebanon. Ynet noted that Netanyahu seeks to strengthen ties with U.S. leadership as regional tensions rise. The outcome could influence diplomatic strategies on both sides. Meanwhile, Lebanon's president addressed criticism from NGOs regarding a deal with Israel. As reported by the Times of Israel, he defended the agreement, urging the U.S. to help Lebanon transition from conflict. This statement highlights Beirut's diplomatic balancing act in a volatile region. On the economic front, first, CTEC reports that ServiceNow has acquired AI.Work, marking its fourth Israeli acquisition this year. This move reflects the company's strategy to enhance its AI capacities. Separately, Israel Hayom Business notes that the chairman of the government company's authority is considering privatizing Ketza'ah next year. This comes amid discussions on the NTA Metro project with top government company officials. And finally, Globes reports on a new savings reform affecting investment provident funds. The arbitrage committee recommends redistributing tax benefits among diverse savings instruments. That's your Israel 18 News update for the morning. We'll be back with more at 7 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.